there was the opportunities, especially in that second half, the one over on the top corner where Rob Kearney just couldn't get control of the ball after Dagg made a bit of a hash of it. There was a one when Jared Payne was flying through and the ball hit him too hard and it bounced off. And then Van der Vlij himself, who we heard talking there, he had a great break up the middle. And and if he'd maybe chipped the fullback, he had a chance maybe to have got the race for a touchdown. The chances were he could have well been taken out, which would have left a very interesting situation. Would or would not the referee have given a penalty try? But that's something that we can only imagine what would happen. But you know what? I mean, they're obviously disappointed. And two of the tries, Miles, you have to question. I'm not saying they weren't. Certainly the one that they went up to the top with Johnny Sexton, you know, it looked at one angle that he'd actually touched the ball down. But when you saw it from face on, you could see that Sexton managed to rip the ball out of his hands before he touched it down. The TMO, for some reason, gave it. And then their final score, most of the people in the stadium could see that the ball was forward. And despite Rory Best going over and protesting to Jack O'Piper, he just was quite adamant the try was scored and that was it. And very, very poor performance by Pep. I've seen him before. And I often wonder why, and it's such an important game as... I wouldn't say he's a rookie in international rugby, but he certainly doesn't have the charisma of a Nigel Owens or somebody like that there. And there are better. There's a lot of very good French referees. Juberg, even though he was controversial a year ago against Scotland, is a very good referee as well. And he will referee the All Blacks. I mean, once again yesterday, they got away with this thing of coming around the sides. And some referees just do not pick them up, or else I think they just let it go and forget about it. Having said that, of course, you have to say as well, the referee... Yes, he has a final say, but there are two touch judges, Miles, on either side. And sometimes when you're watching a game of rugby, you wonder why they're even there. One of the reasons I mentioned, Miles, about the touch judge was, and it happened early on, it was that awful tackle by Sam Kane and Robbie Henshaw. Mm-hmm. The touch judge wasn't more than 5 metres away when that happened.
That is
now, if he couldn't see that that was a dangerous tackle, at least a yellow card and not more, I just don't understand it. As did most of the people, because Henshaw didn't go down, Miles, and lie like he didn't. He stretchered off just because he got a wee smack in the eye.
Oh, no.
It was a serious thing. Yeah. I mean, I think that New Zealanders, to be fair, set out their stall from the kickoff. O'Brien was hit really, really hard from that kickoff. It was obvious what was happening. But, I mean, he eventually did send them through to the guys. But at that stage, then, a lot of the damage had been done. Ireland at that stage had to make full replacements. So it didn't really, the punishment didn't fit the crime in a sense.
That's true. In relation to that kickoff, I didn't see it a second time. I didn't see it analysed, but I would have thought that perhaps O'Brien was hit in the air.
It was right down at the front, and he went down, but he was obviously stunned at the time. He got up and that was it, but he didn't make a whole meal of it. I mean, had he lay there for a while, it would have been interesting to see what happened. But, that was the kickoff. So they'd set out their stall at that particular time, and we knew it was coming. Unfortunately, then, they got that try from the cross kick, and it was well worked by them. And obviously, Conor Murray was left on his own, and there was no way that he could stop the player going in the centre. But, that sort of set the stall then. 14 points up in as many minutes, and having lost Henshaw. And, it meant that young Gary Ringrose, he's not the most experienced of players, had he come on. And then, of course, Sexton, he went on about 20 minutes. So you had Geno Jackson and Ringrose there coming on. And I have to say, both players, I thought, played very, very well. Ringrose, physically, was very good defensively. I thought Jackson kicked well. I thought he got the line moving well. And certainly, the great thing about it was in the second half, the amount of possession and territory that Ireland had, they didn't kick it away. And that's the great thing now about an Irish team. For so long, we watched the Irish team kick the corners and hope to roll over from lineouts. And, it wasn't all that pretty to watch. But yesterday in that second half, and especially in the last 20 minutes, when they weren't particularly chasing the game, but they were still in the game, it was constructive, good to watch, and it was good rugby play. There was no panic situation, and, they kept possession of the ball, and that's very, very important. And, come Australia next week and come with Six Nations, it's going to stand them in good stead, because... Australia, they won yesterday, and I suppose they'd be looking to try and keep that record going. But then we come to Six Nations, obviously England building very strongly. Scotland had a good morale boost yesterday. Wales' season, unfortunately, has not been good, even though they sneaked a result against Japan yesterday. And the French, of course, been beaten by Australia. So things are looking good. The result next week in Dublin, I mean, it doesn't have to be a massive defeat of Australia, but a result they've beaten Australia will certainly give that squad great confidence going into the Six Nations. And hopefully, as I say, maybe it's an opportunity for Joe Smith to play, bring in some new Jackson to go again, Ringrose, or maybe Luke Marshall could come in. Who knows? And certainly Ian Henderson probably will get an opportunity next week as well after he'd come on. Maybe Paul O'Mahony's a chance now to do him. So there's so many, four or five years ago, Miles, if we'd been talking about the Irish team, we'd have been struggling to find out who was the replacements.
Well, that's exactly a point I was going to make there, because let's go back to yesterday, and I think the point was made by Joe Smith there that the subs coming on, they were actually impact subs that were had a possibility of winning the game for Ireland rather than just fulfilling 15 on the pitch.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you take Kane Healy and Cronin and Finlay Beenham, Henderson, and of course Van der Fly, I mean, he was on the bench but called in the action very, very quickly because of the CJ standard one. Certainly, you know, that's the case, and especially behind the scrum as well. There's still a lot of good young players holding their hands up all the time. A young Carberry as well. I mean, he possibly will be on the bench next week because I can't see Sexton playing next week, and obviously Jackson would be the starting 10. You know, it's, I mean, from Jackson's point of view, that those three tests in South Africa, and they get 60 minutes yesterday against New Zealand, that's going to give his confidence a lot of boost. And, you know, this is what you need, because Sexton, you know, is not going to last forever, and he is going to get injured, and they have to have the backup there. But all in all, Miles, I think that certainly Joe Smith, I read that he was, I think that his body language any time the cameras went to him after refereeing decisions, I don't think he needed to say anything, and he was very diplomatic, both him and Rory Best, when they were speaking at the end. They just said that they had to accept what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Johnny Sexton, and he seems to have an injury problem, a hamstring, difficult to mend, and I suppose difficult to mend in a short period of time. But
the trouble is too, Miles, and I suppose, I mean, from Leinster's point of view, you know, all the provinces have two very important Champions Cup games coming up in December. And these back-to-back games are sometimes the games that decide who gets into the last eight of the Champions Cup. But to be honest with you, if that has a recurring injury, it's hard to see how Sexton would be playing this side of Christmas, and possibly, you know, maybe only have a couple of games coming into the Six Nations, because as we know, hamstrings are something that go all the time, especially when you're the place kicker, especially when you're kicking out of hand. You know, it doesn't matter where your kicking leg, because your standing leg takes as much strain in the hamstring area. So it's one of those situations, and I'm sure it'll be monitored very closely, but you can't really see Sexton being rushed next week.
Mm-hmm. Now that brings me to the New Zealand number 10, Beauden Barrett. I wasn't particularly impressed with him maybe in the first game, but you could see yesterday perhaps he might have been the difference between the two teams, that there is that X factor there.
Oh yeah, I mean he's you know, in the championship games they played prior to coming to the UK for the tour in Ireland, the joke from the competitors was, you know, who's Dan Carter? I mean, this was the way they talked about it, because this boy has seamlessly just slotted in. We're forgetting the guy who came on towards the end, the guy who destroyed Irish happiness 3 years ago, Jason Scruton, whenever the second conversion that he took went over the posts. And again, they have everybody thought he was going to be the heir apparent. Beauden Barrett, who's only like 21, 22, I remember seeing him playing for the under-20s and the under-20 World Cup for New Zealand. He's a beautiful runner, and I tell you what, Mads, he like a lot of those New Zealanders, Ben Smith is another example, they're not massive men, they're maybe 13 and a half stone. But just think back to that tackle he put in Sean O'Brien in the first 3 minutes, and probably could have saved the game. It just shows you, these guys might not look massive men, but their commitment is total.
It sure is. Was there any little thing there in the Irish performance yesterday that you would suggest, if they could improve, that it would certainly help them, particularly from a scoring point of view?
No, I think it's the case, Miles, is that for a long time, we often talked about the Irish team sort of relying on the boot of Ungara and winning games with penalties and the odd sort of drive from lineouts. But yesterday, I mean, they created chances and they opened a couple of times, and you heard Joe Smith there in that interview saying this. It's just now, they're 90% there, Miles, and the creativity, it's just now getting over that line. And you could count four times yesterday where it was possible to get over that line. Had they even got over twice, then we might be talking about a second victory in 2 weeks. But the fact that they're creating the opportunities, but the other thing I think it's very, very important from an Ireland point of view, think back to 4 years ago even. You know, we never saw an Irish, we would never have seen an Irish team play that type of rugby against the so-called world champions. You know, taking the game to them. So often and over the years, Ireland have been leading by 6-9 points. They went into their shell, they tried to run the game down, they made mistakes and gave away scores and lost the game in the last 10 minutes. That's not happening now, and I think that's what Joe Smith has brought into these players. I mean, we saw in Chicago, they played with a lot of vision, and you know, they, at 33-29, when the All Blacks looked as if they were coming back into the game very strongly, Ireland attacked them, and we saw the consequences of the Henshaw try. And I think that's very important, and if they can build on that. I mean, the Six Nations is going to be a very, very interesting spectacle. And the fact that Ireland have got France and England at the Aviva is even better because, you know, that's going to, home advantage is going to give a big, big difference. And it'll be interesting to see whenever Eddie Jones brings his England team. Don't forget the way the fixtures have worked out. England and Ireland play the last game of the Six Nations on the final day. So it'll be maybe it'll be 2 years ago at Murrayfield when Ireland managed to get the extra try to win it. But who knows, maybe that's looking a wee bit to the future. But in answer to your question, basically, I think we now in Ireland can be proud of a rugby team. And when I say a rugby team, a team that plays rugby.